Today on Be'ez Hashem, we learned Daf Chaf of Masechtas Kedushin. Some of the topics we learned about include Begapa Yaveh, Begapa Yetzei. An Eved every leaves his master's house Begufay with his body. This either refers to Rasha Evarim, that he is not set free if his master damages certain of his limbs, in the manner of non-Jewish slaves, or Ein Rabbi Moisel Shefcha Kananis, he may not marry a non-Jewish maidservant if he was not previously married. Nimke V'Hishbiach, Nimke V'Hichsef. If a slave's value fluctuates during his term, the Gemara discusses whether we reckon his balance for redemption according to his prior value or according to his present worth. Tayv Le'imach, the Torah enjoins the master to treat his slave well, to the point that he must provide him with the same quality of provisions that he himself is accustomed to. Adam Naisev and Naisen V'Perish Shvias, the Gemara delineates the downward spiral of someone who sins, beginning with his selling his property until he is forced to sell himself into captivity to serve Avodah Zarah. The Gemara discusses whether an Eved Ivri may redeem himself with borrowed money and whether he may partially redeem himself. We also discuss these issues regarding Mecher Steachuza, someone who sells an inherited field may redeem it beginning 2 years after the sale, otherwise it returns to him during Yevil. Makdash Steachuza, someone who consecrates an inherited field may redeem it at any time, otherwise it is given to the Kohanim at Yevil. Someone who sells a house in a walled city may redeem it for 1 year following the sale, after which the sale becomes final.